It's exactly 30 years this week since the launch of the last influential offshore pirate station.
From the MV Communicator in international waters, we are Laser 558. Owned by Urad SA, this is free radio with non-stop hit music practicing good programming and technical standards.
So, in a world where commercial radio was still all things to all people with public service requirements and little music flow, Laser saw an opportunity. It lasted just over a year, but its audience quickly rose to a reported 4 million.
Good morning. I'm Rick Harris, and on behalf of David Lee Stone, Jesse Brandon, Steve Masters, Joe Young, Tim Levenseller, Bill Voigt, Dennis Legere, David London, I'm pleased to introduce you to All Europe Radio, Laser 558. We promise to bring you at least 54 minutes of international hit songs each hour we broadcast. All hits, all the time.
Laser coming on air this week in 1984, and the true beginnings of the segue in British music radio. 1950 now, and this week that year, the pilot series of a new soap opera. It emerged from an idea from a Lincolnshire farmer, as Godfrey Baisley recalls.
What he had in mind, of course, was that the dangers and the risks in farming were just as great as the cliffhangers of Dick Barton, and he was a great grower of black currants and seeds and herbage seeds, and he knew that the whole of his living could go in a thunderstorm, what you will. Well, that's fine, that was excitement, but it wasn't a daily serial. So I got back to this, and I discussed the matter once or twice with Ted Mason, who was then writing Dick Barton, and we formulated this farming family with two neighbours.
Godfrey Baisley, the first producer of The Archers. The pilot series began this week 54 years ago and then started across the UK just a few months later. From The Archers on the Home Service to Dan Dare on Radio Luxembourg. The last edition of Dan Dare was heard this week in 1956. Dan Dare, two words spoken fondly by a generation weaned on radio drama. Dan was a science fiction hero who appeared in the Eagle comic from 1950 and heard on radio for 5 years. The stories were set far, far away into the future. Yes, the late 1990s. And we heard just a snippet there of the theme because the programmes were recorded on wax discs and accordingly they've long since disappeared. This week, 2 years ago, saw a farewell to Ron Onions. Ron is remembered for his work in commercial radio news. He set up the Capital Newsroom in 73 before being tempted down the road to troubled LBC.
There I was, quite enjoying myself for the first 6 months, snapping my fingers and grooving away to hot chocolate or whatever it was. And then the situation here at LBC was not good, and moves were made. And it was indicated to me that an approach would be made to me to come to this station. No, I said, not that. I mean, straightening up some of the early problems that seemed horrendous at the time. There's a kind of folklore around the place about reading the news and the door opening and incoming the cleaner with a vacuum cleaner.
A hunt is on for those responsible for a terror bombing in London, which has killed one man and injured 20 other people, two of them children.
Tales of the reign of Ron Onions, who's credited now with creating the sort of agile newsroom which was then unfamiliar in British radio. He died this week in 2012. Ron went on also to become the first programme controller of London's Jazz FM. And it was this week, 9 years ago, that that station closed after 15 years, ready to become smooth. Broadcasting is a sector known for more than its fair share of government reports. And this week, 28 years ago, the Peacock Committee reported on BBC financing. It suggested the retention of the licence fee and the privatisation of Radio 1 and Radio 2. This week, 29 years ago, we lost the creator of the longest-running factual programme on radio.
I know quite a lot about desert islands, and I know that they are not places to go to. Mm. There was a time when the BBC suggested I should go on a desert island and give a talk about how I was getting on each day. that I'm not looking for that sort of trouble.
Roy Blumley, the creator and first host of Desert Island Discs, who died this week in 1985. International broadcasts are now commonplace, but it's only 36 years since the first live relay from Russia to Britain. The program was heard on Radio 1.
And it's via satellite now to Moscow, USSR we go, to join Andy Peebles, who's at the Rossiya Hall in Moscow. And Andy, you've arrived. What time is it right there now?
The time here now, kids, is exactly 7:30, and I'm talking to you, as you so rightly say, from the Rossiya Hall here in Moscow.
Maybe you could
Elton
set the
John
scene
tonight,
for us.
Well, yes, I'll do that for you. Elton John tonight plays his second of four concerts in Moscow.
Radio 1, live from Russia for the first time ever this week in 1979. So, with Foxy presenting his last Hit 40 UK 10 years ago, Virgin being sold to the Times of India 6 years ago, and Tony Blackburn leaving the BBC for Capital this week 26 years ago...
Right here at Capital Gold this morning.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.